This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City, 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Is it even realistic to talk about some of these players? So let's go down the line really quickly, and let's start right at the top. Damian Lillard, is it even realistic to discuss him as a possibility for the Heat?
Yes, because you know what? Once a player puts himself out there, then anything is possible, to quote another player. So yeah, I think it's hard. He's under contract long term. There's no pressure from Portland. But as we know, what we've seen today from Xavier Howard, like we referred to in other players, it's very hard to deal with a player once he turns petulant. Hasn't reached that point. I think the concern for the Heat should be if Portland makes a massive move to supplement and augment their roster, maybe brings on a Ben Simmons, brings on another player. That's what Neil Olshey is trying to do right now in Portland, is augment his team. So it'll be interesting. Can the Heat play defense? Don't trade this player to Portland. We want him. But yeah, Clay, once a player voices that publicly, goes to his guy, like you mentioned with Chris Haynes at Yahoo Sports, yeah, I think that's possible.
And see, I'm glad you brought that up with going to Chris Haynes. So when you see things that may be kind of disputing some of these reports, Chris Haynes and Damian Lillard have had a great relationship for a long, long time. I think it's pretty well known that if and when something like this were to happen, it would come from Chris Haynes. So I'm very confident in going back to that original Chris Haynes report. Damian Lillard wants out. Is it realistic? I tend to side more with you on this because I think you're seeing a lot of even fans that are saying, no, why are we even talking about Damian Lillard? I thought yesterday it was really interesting, that report that I think was True Hoop, that said, you know, Lillard has enjoyed playing with a big man like Bam Adebayo. Mm-hmm. That goes back to what you were saying in the last segment about players want to know, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to surround me with it? Now, it's not just about playing with Bam and Jimmy, but I think when you start off with a big three like that, that's going to be really appealing to somebody like Damian Lillard. And let me add this. I think a lot of, you know, Laker fans think they're going to get everybody. But I think the reality is, who would somebody like the Lakers trade that would be remotely attractive to Portland? So, you know, I think Heat fans, you know, you went from a few years ago thinking, oh, we can trade a second round pick and get the elite of the elite. We can trade, you know, right, our trash for your treasure. And I think there's been kind of this overcorrection. You have to look at what other teams can offer as well.
And Clay, just to interrupt you for a second. I think the Lakers' best offer right now would probably be a sign and trade of Dennis Schroeder, and then what they're offering everyone, Kyle Kuzma and KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and that can't get it done. Because if that's all that it takes, then it becomes a case of sort of take my Tyler Hero, please. And the Heat are right in that also. So, again, I think it's harder for the Lakers, even if Damian Lillard wants to go there. Again, the currency we mentioned in our first segment today that the Warriors have with two lottery picks, with being able to offer Jonathan Wiseman, some other sweeteners from their roster, that's what makes the biggest difference. And then just to go to your other point there, when you talk about sourcing, I have a friend at ESPN, and basically he told me that every one of their NBA writers at one point each had a certain agency, and they would work with that agency. So when Reporter X quotes Rich Paul from Clutch Sports or quotes from another agency, that's what they do. You sort of start to see whether it's a CAA or a guy who works with them, when they get their stuff from those agencies. So that's what we see. So I think people like you and I in the business will know, hey, he's a Rich Paul guy. He has quoted Rich Paul before. He's been spot on. He has quoted this guy from Octagon, or he's quoted this guy from CAA. He's been spot on. So that's how you sort of read these things also, Clay. So that's why I think in these cases you can agree and believe some of these things. Clay, I want to touch on something real quick because obviously we're running out of time, which I knew we would have in this first time because there's so much going on. And again, if you've missed any of the show today, just search on any platform for Big O Radio Show. You could find, you could smash the like button right there and you could join us every week. We'll be here on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Over the next week, by Sunday, the Heat have four decisions to make. Qualifying offer to Duncan Robinson, qualifying offer to Kendrick Nunn, whether to pick up the team options on Andre Iguodala and Goran Dragic. And we will follow all of that up next week when we come back here on the Pallet Rack City Inside the Heat Paint, Inside the Paint Show. But so really quick, my thoughts on this, and I'll get your thoughts on the way out here. Obviously, the Heat are going to extend qualifying offers to Duncan Robinson and Kendrick Nunn for this reason. at worst, the players say, okay, we'll take that $4.7 million for 1 year. They're going to do a lot better. There's no risk from the Heat. If the Heat want to regain that cap space, they have about 2 weeks. They can pull those offers, turn it back to cap space. So that's going to happen in the first place. So those two, I think, are automatic. The deadline is Sunday. I think you'll see that before, maybe even before people start listening to this show. So we apologize we're not on 24/7. Number two, the options, team options for Goran Dragic and Andre Iguodala. If they pick them up, it does not mean those players will remain with the Heat. It means they are salary cap balanced. It means they can balance trades. It means they might be kept like Myers Leonard was until last season's trading deadline also, because you wind up in a situation you might need to balance deals. So we started the show. You talked about the draft. You talked about the free agency. You talked about Jimmy Butler's contract extension deadline, the window that opens next week. There's four other things. There's Duncan Robinson. There's Kendrick Nunn. There's Andre Iguodala. There's Goran Dragic, which just shows you there are so many balls up in the air for the Miami Heat that as much as they know what they're thinking, I think they are sort of open to anything and everything at this stage, as just about everyone who's listening here thinks might or might not happen. We will know a little bit more by next Wednesday's show. We will know a lot more when I'm out in Las Vegas in Summer League in 2 weeks.
I'm doing this with my hands because it all works together. There are a lot of balls being juggled, not just for the Heat, but for everybody else. The Jimmy Butler extension, the potential Kyle Lowry talks, the potential trade talks with guys like Beal and Lillard. It all, the deals for Dragic, they all work together. So be thinking in your mind, and why the next 36 hours are critical if you're a Heat fan. Don't just look at the moves the Heat make or don't make.
Right.
Be cognizant of the moves that are going on around the league or are not going on around the league. And if you're a Heat fan, the less action in the next 36 hours around the league, the better for you. Because it means that there is at least a chance that the Heat are in on some of these other guys. So